Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Let's pray. Father, add your blessing to the reading of your word. Instruct our hearts and minister to us, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to move forward, to know, to have revelation, understanding of your word. Bless your people today, we pray. Anoint us, Lord God. Help us to divide your word correctly. In Jesus' name, amen. Faith is one of the very few words that the Bible actually gives a definition. Many times the Bible will describe something but doesn't necessarily define it. But faith is defined as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Faith has two pillars. And when you understand that, faith is no longer a mystery. But faith, as we shared before, faith is complex, yet faith is simple. Faith is simple because everybody is a recipient of faith. You don't have to have a degree to have faith. So everybody, whether you have a job, whether you are employed or not, can have faith. God has given to each one a measure of faith. Yet it's complex in that the Bible says by faith you can actually shift mountains. When you study the hydrogen bomb, the main ingredient of the hydrogen bomb is actually water. And yet we have water every day. But when you study it and you do certain things with water, it's so powerful, it's not even funny. And faith is simple, yet powerful. And it's simple that anybody can get it. It's complex in that when you study it and understand how it operates, the Bible says, by faith, God created everything through the power of His Word. Are you okay? Are you with me? A faith has two pillars. Now, you can't see it from over there, so I'll shift it to the other side so you can see it. All right? The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith has two pillars. It's substance and evidence. Now, it's funny that the writer of the Hebrews, now a lot of Europeans and some of you who are Bible students and scholars have been trying to find out who wrote Hebrews. The Samoans have known who wrote Hebrews ever since they were Samoans. Because the Samoan Bible tells you it was Paul that wrote it. You know, they don't know. So while you're trying to find out who wrote Hebrews, we know who wrote Hebrews. The scholars still don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. But the writer of Hebrews defined faith in the beginning of the chapter and the whole of faith. And he defines it as faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Substance and evidence. Now, Verse 2 says, for by it, by what? By this definition of faith, by substance and by evidence, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things that appear. That means the things that you can see were not made of things that you can see. Are you okay? That means, see, if you build a house, you go to the building yard or placemakers and you get some raw materials. The raw materials you can see, cement, nails, bolts, timber, you can see the raw material. You get the raw material and you rearrange the raw material and you come up with something new called a house. But the house was built by things that you see. The Bible says, by faith we understand that the things that you see were not made by the things that are seen. So God did not go somewhere, find another planet, and get some raw material, and then comes back and said, I'm going to fashion the universe. No, the universe that you see were not made by things that you can see. Are you alright? Then verse 3 says, by faith, by what? By this definition of faith, by evidence and by substance, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, by what? By substance and evidence, he being dead, still speaks. Are you all right? Everybody in that chapter of faith lives by these two things. Substance. And what's the other one? Talk to me. All right. Substance and evidence. And you can go right down. The thing that was common with all these people was faith. But what is faith? Substance, evidence. Are you okay? If you read on, but without substance and faith and evidence, without faith, without that kind of faith, you can't please God. You may go to church, you may do everything, but without the substance and the evidence, without that kind of faith, you can't please God. Now, the amazing thing is, a brethren can have this. A Pentecostal can have this. A Baptist can have this. An Anglican can have this. You don't have to belong to a particular denomination to have it. A Maori can have it. An Asian can have it. A European can have it. Hello? Now, if you read that chapter again and substitute substance and evidence everywhere you find the word faith, you're going to get a revelation. Are you all right? Say amen. Amen. Now, what is substance? What is substance? What does it mean? Now, substance is something that has materiality. It's matter. Something that is tangible. Hallelujah. And when you define matter or substance, it means scientifically, substance is mass occupying space. Did you go to school or not? It's Substance is mass occupying space. There's space in front of me. I am mass occupying space. There's an empty space there. When I move in, I'm now mass occupying space that had no mass there before. And some people, there's greater mass occupying greater space. Are you alright? Hallelujah. And evidence is something that proves the existence of a matter. Are you okay? Now, where do you get this substance and where do you get this evidence? I'm going to confine what I'm going to say to what we did before communion. It'll help you a lot if you listen, especially if you're not well. The Bible says, substance and evidence comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't pray for substance and evidence in the context of faith. You can't pray for faith. You only get faith one way. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes no other way. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you hear the word of God, when the word of God comes, you don't have to go find faith. Faith comes to you. Faith comes by when you hear, you get faith. When you hear this substance, this mass that occupies space comes. And this evidence that you can't see comes. So when you hear the word of God, now there are attitudes, as we say, some people never hear the word of God because their spirit is so critical. I remember Derek Prince sharing. He was a educated, sharp, but was not yet saved. And he went to a meeting, and there was an American evangelist speaking at the meeting, and he was sitting there, and he was putting down everything wrong that the guy was doing. So everything he wrote was a mistake, was an error by the speaker. He's wrong in this, he's wrong in this, he's wrong in that, wrong in this. And then all of a sudden, the man stopped preaching and said, there's a very educated man here in the audience. All the things in your notebook are mistakes. There's nothing good in your notebook. Everything you have in your notebook are all mistakes. And then he said, and I realized he was talking to me. Why? Because he was critiquing everything the guy was saying. And he was so negative, everything he put down had no faith in it. They were all criticism. Some people never get faith because you never actually hear the word of God because it goes through the filter of your criticism. Hallelujah. Are you okay? But the Bible says, lay aside malice, lay aside anger, receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. As newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word of God whereby you are going to grow. Hallelujah. And as we share, the word of God gives you so many things. But when it comes to eating, it's milk, it's bread, it's meat, it's honey, and it's water. Hallelujah. Are you all right? So, When faith comes, when the Word of God is heard, when faith comes, the Word of God and faith go hand in hand like water and wet go together. You never find water that is not wet. If you find water that's not wet, you come let me know. But every time you find water, you find wet. Now, if I put my finger in a glass of water, it'll come out wet. Why? It better be wet because it's water. Now, if I put my arm in a bucket of water, my arm will come out wet. Why? Because it's a bucket of water. Now, if I dive into a pool, I'll come out all wet. Hallelujah. Now, if you put your finger in the Word of God, it'll come out what? Faith. If you put your arm in the Word of God, it'll come out what? Faith. If you dive into the Word of God, what happens? Your faith all over. Are you all right? Now, when faith comes, mass that occupies space comes in and lives in your heart. Substance comes and evidence comes. Are you okay? Hallelujah. Preacher's petrol. I shared this before at our church. I'll just share it as a story to illustrate what I mean. If I write to my mom and I says, Mom, on the 20th of December, I'm coming home to spend Christmas with you. The moment she reads that letter, she hasn't seen me. She can't see me, but she's got a letter. But the moment she reads that, something happens in her heart. What's happened? Substance has come in. Substance has come in. Mass that occupies space came into her heart. When Paul said, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. It means Christ has moved in and occupied space. When faith comes by hearing and hearing by the moment that old girl reads that letter, mass that occupies space comes into her heart. Something occupies space in her heart. Are you okay? Is this all right? Good. Now, the moment she reads that thing, oh, she'll probably cry. But then, following day, she said, boys, come here. You see that fence? Decorate it. Fix it. You see that rows of rocks? Fix it. And Bill said, why? My son is coming home. She'll say to the girls, girls, see every bit of weed in the section, pull it up. Decorate, spruce the section, do whatever you can. And she will organize and delegate everybody to work. Now, she hasn't got me. But she's got faith. She will hire a bus to take her to the airport. Hallelujah. So,
The ladies around the village said, Mrs. Azaria, what are you doing all that for? Oh, my boy is coming home. How do you know? You know what she does? She'll take out that thing and she'll say, I've got evidence right here. Hallelujah. Not only has she got mass that occupies space in her heart, she's got evidence right here. And while I'm not there, the evidence takes my place. So she spent money fixing the fence, decorating the foundation of the house. The girls had pulled all the weeds. They repainted whatever she needs to repaint. She had to weave more blinds, make it look nice. All on two things. Substance and evidence. Why did she work? You know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. How come she's now working? Because she's got faith. Is this all right? Hallelujah. And on the day of my arrival, 20th of December, she said to the boys, boys, you see those two nice, two little pigs? Kill them. The girls, cook some chop suey. You guys go fishing. Get some fish, cook it with coconut cream. The other fish, you make raw fish. I want you to pull up all the taros in that patch. Make a humu. Make some nice luaus. Everything is now happening. I am not even there. I'm not there. Why is she moving? Because she's got substance and she's got evidence. She hired a bus. Now, at the time, today, you can take a bus anywhere in Samoa, but at that time, you can only take the bus to town. If you go beyond town to the other side, you have to get a permit to get to town and then go into an area you don't normally run your bus. So you have to get a permit to let the bus go past town. Now, she lives way out there. The town is here and the airport is out there. So she has to get the bus driver to get a permit for the bus to go from there, past town, go there, come back, and go home. All on two things. Substance and evidence. She goes to the airport and, you know, people see her there and realize she doesn't even live close by. They say, Mrs. Sarah, what are you doing here? I come get my boy. What? Where is he? He's arriving today. How do you know? Now, this evidence is getting quite worn now. Why? She said, got evidence right here. The plane arrives. I walk down. She cries. She no longer needs thee because the real thing has arrived. Now, this is evidence. This not only brings substance, this is evidence. Hallelujah. And when you trust the author, you see, the reason she trusted that letter is because she has a relationship with the author of the letter. Now let me say this. If my younger brother writes to her, she will not do
anything. Why? She also knows my little brother. Now, if you're looking for healing, many people don't get healed because they don't have faith. Now, I'm not saying that is the only reason why you don't get healed. Many people hope to get healed. There is no substance to their hope because faith is the substance of the things that you're hoping for. And you don't get healed because even though you're hoping to get healed, there is no substance to your hope. You're just hoping. Hope has a substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And how does that substance come? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. The moment you hear that, the moment you know that, because you know the author of faith, substance, mass that occupies space, move in to your heart. And when the devil tells you you're not going to get healed, you're going to say to the devil, I've got evidence right here. 1 Peter 2:24 says, Himself took my sins on His own body on the tree, that me being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. By His stripes I am. I've got evidence right here. I've got substance here. And I've got evidence here. It's something that proves the existence of a matter. Many, many people in the church carry around sickness when they shouldn't be sick. Why? Not only have you got substance, you've got evidence. So what do I do? If I was you, this is what I will do. I'll find all the evidence to do with faith and meditate on it day and night. For the man that meditates in the Word of God day and night, hallelujah, he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. His leaf shall not wither. His fruit comes in season. And whatever he does, whether he's a farmer or a printer, whatever he does prospers. God said to Joshua, this word of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou wilt make thy way prosperous, and thou wilt have good success. Now, if the word of the law makes a man prosperous, what do you think about the word of the new covenant? If the blood of goats and bulls can make a nation blessed, can you imagine the blood of God Himself, Jesus Christ, His Son? We have a better covenant established on better promises. If we don't, then Jesus lied through His teeth. Are you all right? Say amen. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Faith is substance, evidence. When you have these two things, hallelujah, you can subdue kingdoms, wrought righteousness.
Why? Because faith is the currency of the kingdom. Everything that is transacted in the kingdom is transacted by, hallelujah, substance and evidence. How do you build an event center? Money? No, by substance and evidence. You give your money because you got substance, and that's why you give. If you don't have this, you only give in hope. And you'll only believe when it's built. You must believe when you have. That's when you believe. You don't believe when I arrive. When I arrive in that airport, why do she doesn't have to believe I'm there? There's no faith in seeing. We live by and not by. We live by these two things and not by sight. A Maori can have these. An uneducated person can have these. The men that move the planet move by faith. A prostitute in Jericho had them. And every house went down but her house. Some of you just understood how to live by faith just now. You thought you were living by faith. You were not. You were just living like anybody else, that not even saved. Any ding-dong can live by sight. Calculate how they live. And if it doesn't add up, they don't tithe. You know, tithing doesn't make sense. It shouldn't make sense. It's not meant to make sense. Are you all right? Say amen. Amen. Now, when faith comes and you have those two ingredients, can you give me another few minutes? Is that all right? Hallelujah. You have to declare it. Even though you can't see. See, just because something is unseen does not mean it's not real. Just because something is unseen, I mean, you can't even see electricity. Let me ask you a question. Can you see the fragrance of a perfume? You can smell it, but you can't see the fragrance, can you? But you believe it because you can smell it. Now, just because something is unseen does not mean that it's not real. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Most of you know that you got brains in your skull. Have you seen your brains? Rest my case. You may have seen a photograph of something like that or a picture, diagram, but you've never actually seen your own brains, have you? Now, just because you can't see something does not mean it doesn't exist. It still exists. It exists in the realm of the supernatural. The Bible says we don't look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So you have the capacity to look into the unseen. Now, when faith comes, you begin to declare faith, Sometimes a person who does not even live in that realm will think you're absolutely stupid. Why? Because they can't see it. They don't know it. Hallelujah. Bible says, the word is nigh thee, even in your and in your, which is the word of faith that we preach. That if thou shalt confess with your and believe in your heart, you shall be, for with the heart, man has, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you don't confess, you'll never be saved. Well, I believe. So what? The devil also believes, and he what? He trembles. Why does he tremble? Because it's not going to be there in the end. Hallelujah. When faith comes, you have to declare it. You have to confess it. And you may have to declare yourself through the flu over and over again. But when you declare the substance and evidence because you possess it, many times you will do what the Bible says, God who quickens the dead and calls those things that are not as though they are. Let the weak say, I'm not strong. I'm just weak. The Bible does not tell you to confess what you have. The Bible tells you, you will have what you. Hello? Let the weak say, I'm strong. So what God does, that's what he does. Right from the beginning, when he created the planet, the universe, the Bible says the earth was without and darkness was on, and the Spirit of God was moving, hovering over the face. I want you to see something. The Spirit of God was over the darkness, but nothing happened. Why? He's waiting for the Word. When the Word comes, God spoke into void. God spoke into darkness, and light comes out. God spoke into disorder, and order came out. God spoke into things going wrong, the brokenness, and the wholeness come out. And the Bible says, after he spoke, the Bible says, he saw, and it was. Some of you are waiting to see before you speak. You're not cleverer than God. God talks first, then he sees after. Some of you need to change your mouth. Now, for many years, I saw this truth in the Old Testament, that God said to Abraham, from now on, your name is changed. Every time God speaks, bring revelation, he brings you a new nature, a new character, and it's connected to the revelation that you've just got. He said, Sarai is going to be Sarah, Ruha, Sarah, Abraham. Not Abraham, Ruha. Spirit comes. And God said this, unto you and to your seed, I have, not going to, I have given this land. Now, first of all, he didn't have a seed, let alone a real estate. What did God do? Calls a thing that is not as though it already exists. Trouble with many Christians, they wait until they are healed before they believe. You don't need to believe for healing if you're not sick. But I'm healed. Well, bless your darling heart. If you're healed, you don't need to confess you're healed. Why? Why should you confess you're healed when you are healed? Hello? So, Sarah, Abraham, father of many nations. Can you imagine Sarah saying, "Father of many nations, dinner's ready." Okay, mother of the nations, the father of the nations is coming. Everybody in the valley think they're nuts. Why? God quickens the dead and calls the thing that's not. Why does he do that? Because of that. Why do you do that? Because of that. Now I said to the Lord, I will never preach that, even though I see it in the Old Testament. Until I see it in your ministry, I'm not going to preach that. Because I can't see that in the new. I read Romans 4, and Romans 4 speaks of the Old Testament. So just cancel that. I need examples from your ministry in the New Testament before I begin to declare those things. But 7 years later, God opened my eyes and he began with the first miracle of Jesus. They need wine, and he gave them water. They're not asking for water. They're asking for wine. But what did he say to the men? Dish it out now. If I was the servant, said, man, they want wine, not water. And they need some nice water. This is a cleansing bath. And dish it out. The man's going to kill us. This is water. Now, why did he tell them to dish water out unless he's already called the thing that is not as though it already? And when they dish it out, the man said, hey! Everyone gives out the good wine first and the bad wine out, but you left the best until now. Let me tell you something about Jesus. It gets better, not worse. If you think everything's getting worse since you've got to know Jesus, there is something wrong with your head. We go from glory to, from faith to, from plateau, from strength to strength. We don't go from strength to weakness. Let the weak say, I'm strong.